Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Anne Baldwin.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Connection. I am one of your hosts, Anne Baldwin, president of Baldwin Media, and it's so great to have you all along with us again on this Sunday morning.
And I am Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, CEO and president of The Connection. Good morning, folks. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's a great morning. Spring has sprung. The tulips are out, and I think people are in a better mood, but you know, we're getting a lot of feedback from our listeners, and so we really appreciate hearing from all of you. And again, I just want to give out my information if you have any show topics or, you know, any concerns, or you want to just, like, reach out. It's ann@baldwinmedia.net. That's ann@baldwinmedia.net. And we've got a real special guest today that our wonderful radio producer, Beth Connor, set up, and that's Mayor Dan Drew. And, Mayor, we want to welcome you to the program.
Welcome.
It's great to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
How are things in Middletown?
Everything's going great. We are in great shape. It's a beautiful day, and thrilled to be here with you.
Good. So, you know, I got to tell you, Mayor, back to my Channel 30 days, one of the assignments that we always kind of cringed at is when they said they were going to send us to Middletown. You know, didn't really want to go there. Just it was just kind of in a funk, in a weird spot, you know, and some strange things in my mind were going on there. But I got to tell you, I go back to Middletown all the time now. It's really become like a destination location for me as far as like restaurants go and nightlife and shopping. You have really done an amazing job turning that town around, I got to tell you.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I wouldn't claim sole credit for it. There's a lot of people that have been involved over many years. You know, our Chamber of Commerce has really been a wonderful partner for us. The city workforce is great. I think the people of the community really kick in a lot. Nonprofit organizations like The Connection and others work really hard with us. And, of course, we've got, you know, some really dedicated common council members that have been involved in economic development for a long time, like Jerry Daly, who chairs the Economic Development Commission, and our deputy mayor, Bob Santangelo. So this is really a team effort, and I think we pride ourselves on the fact that one of the reasons that we're successful is we're able to bring everyone's talents to bear. And
that's
really
so
what
true.
Gets you to a place like where we are right now.
Well, you know, and to bring up one of the hot topics that's, you know, been in the news recently, and that is the city of Hartford getting bailed out. You know, as a mayor of a town who, like you said, with the support of your community and community leaders have really turned yourself around, what is your opinion on that? What do you think about that? Was that the right thing to do?
I don't think it was. You know, I really have been reticent to get involved in anything having to do with any other municipality. But since you asked, I'll answer.
Good.
I think the degree to which I'm interested in this really comes only in terms of, well, I mean, as a taxpayer personally, but even more than that, in terms of the state aid that we receive. And, you know, we've handled our finances very well. We've cut taxes a few times, but we've had to increase them a few times to make up for the loss in state revenue. And, of course, when you're dealing with a regressive local property tax, that's the structure that you have to follow just to keep up with your basic expenses. It's been many years, as I understand it, since the mill rate has moved in Hartford. And, you know, while business, I believe, is assessed at 70% in the range that, you know, businesses are around the state, I think residential property is assessed at a much lower rate, which makes me wonder if the amount of money that a gross tax bill would change by in Hartford versus in Middletown or in Manchester or West Haven or New Haven or Bridgeport. I know the mayors of both of those communities spoke out about this last week. Makes me wonder if our taxpayers are being asked to bear a greater burden than taxpayers in another city. And that's what concerns me about it. You know, I just released my annual budget proposal to the city council. And one of the problems we have to contend with is that our state aid is down by about $8.44 million from the previous year. And, you know, when everybody's in a position like that, I understand. But it is frustrating when the rest of us are paying for one community. And I understand a lot of the arguments that have been made about ensuring that Hartford isn't a state stable position and a healthy position. But I guess I would love to know more at some point about, you know, where things are and whether this is necessary. And you know, not to belabor it too much, but when our taxpayers here are having to pay more, that's where I get concerned about it.
Right. I mean, you have to look out for your own local community, and you know, you got to look out at the welfare of the state too. But you know, it's just, in my opinion, been so mismanaged, the city of Hartford. You know, the current administration isn't necessarily to blame, but you know, previous administrations. And you're right, there's just, it's got to be fixed. I mean, if we don't have a capital city that's worth a crap, you know, what good is our state? So, you know, again, you know, it's also an opportunity, I would think, for Middletown to, you know, you're gravitating, you know, towards those kind of centers and towards those kinds of people that have figured out how to do it. And, you know, you talked to Mayor a little bit about the cut to aid, and doesn't it ring true, Lisa, that when there's cuts to city aid and there's cuts to services like are offered by the Connection, that also impacts the community?
Oh, hugely. Especially, you know, we are located in the community, as you know, Mayor Drew. Mayor Drew, thank you, has been really supportive of our programs, and we're really happy to be there. But of course it does, because all of our clients are from the community. They're going to go back to the community. They're making changes, but if there's lack of funding and lack of services, that creates a problem for everyone in every community statewide, not just Middletown, but the entire state.
So, Mayor, can you talk a little bit about, you know, the Connection and the connection that they have to your community and what you've seen from, I would say, sitting in your office, but we know you don't do that very often. But, you know, what do you see as the impact that, you know, the services that they offer to families in your community and how that's benefited everybody?
Well, we work closely with the Connection on a variety of issues. We work in conjunction with them and the Chamber of Commerce, and they're really there for us as a partner on supportive housing issues and substance abuse treatment issues. They worked with us and provided us some space with planning for the Urban Cities Challenge Grant. So we have, a long and in-depth relationship with the Connection that, you know, sort of really goes beyond just being familiar with their work, but involves partnerships.
I agree. We've been really blessed. I we've had this amazing opportunity to work with the Mayor Dan and his office and the Chamber with regard to the new grant award from Working Cities Grant. And I have to tell you, Mayor Drew, what an honor it has been to work at the Connection for over 25 years in Middletown. And thank you so much for the way that you and your administration has impacted the community. I think it's been pretty, it's been stellar. And the support that we get from everyone in the community is very different than any community we've ever worked with. It's very tight-knit. These are people who are so committed to that community to do really good work and make massive changes with a very active mayor. I mean, everyone knows you, Mayor Dan, but he's, you know, you're everywhere. You're involved in all types of things. It's sort of, it's not just sort of this man, this figure in a building. Mayor Drew is really involved in all that we do, and it makes the community extra special, and it makes you want to work even harder when you're in that type of community.
That's very kind. Thank you.
And you're very approachable, too. I mean, you're the kind of guy that I, you know, you see him on the street, you could go up and say hello, because you are approachable and you do care, and you've got that one-on-one relationship with people from all different walks of life, and I think that's very, very evident. So you had aspirations for higher office. So what does your political future look like? Because I got to tell you personally, I'd love to see you. I mean, I know you're doing great where you're at, but I love the way you think. I love your approach. I love your ideas, and I'd like to see you get into a spot where you can really, you know, kick butt and take names.
Oh, that's really nice of you to say. Who knows what the future holds? I just don't know right now. And you know, it didn't work out this time, but maybe in the future, maybe not. Oof, I just don't know it at this point. But what drives me and what's driven me since I've been here is the opportunity to make change in people's lives that's positive and that's substantive. And it doesn't come without its difficulties. You know, a lot of the most significant problems I've had since I've been in this office have been beating back an old school patronage culture, and some of that still exists, and trying to do the right thing. And I've prided myself on not taking the path of least resistance. And that's what I'll continue
good
to do in this office. And, you know, my goal right now and whatever the future holds for me or for anyone else is just to do right by the people of this community because they're the ones to whom I swore my oath.
Amazing. And, you know, I think I let me say I completely understand where you're coming from. And that is a very difficult, you do it with grace, Mayor Dan, but it is a very difficult thing to battle. And, you know, just thank you again for what you do day in and day out.
And it's one of those things, too, as, you know, you, I am assuming, don't consider yourself a career politician, right?
No.
No. And that's what's refreshing to me is you just said it, you know, taking the road of not necessarily least resistance, but doing what's right for the community, because I've seen so many people in politics get overcome and overwhelmed by politics itself. And whoever shouts the loudest or, you know, that vocal minority that wants what they want for themselves. And you can't give in to that. And you've got to have thick skin. You know that, Lisa, as CEO of The Connection and dealing with state agencies and partnering with other, you know, other like agencies, is that you've got to be tough. You've got to stand your ground to do ultimately what's right for the people. And I believe Middletown is a perfect example of where you can see that. I believe because people are getting the services that they need for themselves and their families, there's a change in culture in Middletown. And where did those people go? They're not back out on the streets. Where are they today?
We're very lucky to, not just The Connection, but other amazing nonprofit organizations and other organizations that are in Middlesex County that are our partners. And so we're grateful for, you know, Middlesex United Way and other programs that are there. And so we're part of sort of this large pie. We're a piece of that pie, but we do it together. And I think that's what makes Middlesex County and Middletown so unique is because there is a partnership and it's not about... It's the way I know how to do everything. Everyone, when I go to these meetings, when Mayor Dan is there, and we're all sitting at the table, everyone wants the best for the community. What is the right thing to do? And it's not about I do it better than you. It's how together, as a whole group who care, how are we going to get these things done? And that's why things get done, because of that. And that is rare. That doesn't exist everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's so, right. Usually it's people with their own agendas. So, Mayor Drew, let me ask you, what's keeping you up at night these days?
Not much.
His children.
I'm
beautiful
very good
children.
Oh, thank you. They're sweet. They do keep me up, but for different reasons. No, you know, I don't stress about too much. But the challenges that we're facing right now are really related to the state budget and some of the difficulties of the state's finances. Now, we've built up reserves and we are able to withstand some of the changes, but it's not easy. And that's really, I think, the biggest challenge for a lot of municipalities around the state. Add to that the statutory structure in Connecticut is. There's really no better word than Byzantine. Connecticut functions in a way that, and I've said this for a long time, long before I ran for higher office, I said it during my campaign and I've said it since. This state runs in a way that was designed for and worked well in a very different and bygone era. And we do things in ways that are deeply regressive when we ask municipalities to fund all of their operations, or at least most of their operations, through regressive local property taxes. And we foist greater and greater responsibilities on them, and we segment different parts of municipal responsibility in a way that drives costs tremendously. You can only go so far, and you can only be so successful when things are working that way. So what Connecticut needs, I think, is a wholesale change to the way that we do business, and in particular to the structure of the local property tax. And until that happens, a lot of these problems that we have will be persistent. They're perennial problems because we keep doing the same thing in terms of our funding structure, and you just can't make a great deal of policy change except on the margins without changing the fundamental funding structure. And so does it keep me up at night? No, but is that the source of a lot of the problems that we have here and in other parts of the state? Yes, and I think that's, you know, the hard part is figuring out how to kind of tap dance around those problems so that you can successfully serve the people that you're there to serve.
Well, you know, and I'm involved a lot with schools, with the Connecticut Association of School Superintendents and Boards of Education. And, you know, I think there was, you know, for a moment, in my opinion, there was a moment of, well, this is a good thing. People came together, they tightened things up, they maybe, you know, shared services, worked more collaboratively. I know at the Connection, you work with other agencies, and people realize some savings in dollars. But you can't keep squeezing these people. You know, you can't, there's no more fat on the bone here. And so I see exactly what you're seeing because, you know, municipalities, if people only knew what's really going on in their community, you know, the bucket just keeps getting, you know, more and more dry and there's not enough to go around. But my point is, too, and I'm hoping that there's some hope with a new state treasurer. Because I think that's where, if people only realize the reality of our bond rating and all these pension funds and how they haven't been paid attention to, you know, if people only knew what a big problem we were in, we'd all be up at night.
Well, those are deep and long-standing problems. I think they certainly precede any current office holders of either party. They're long-term, deep problems that have existed for a long time. And, you know, you can kind of only put so much on the credit card before your minimum principal payments. And,
right.
You know, and that's kind of where the state is now. So, you know, it's a bit it's a very difficult mathematical problem to solve because the state's made a tremendous number of commitments to a lot of people who worked very hard and who earned the right to a good retirement and never put away the money for it. I mean, imagine if you spent your entire adult life and never saved a penny. You could keep working if you wanted to, and you would be okay for yourself. But imagine for a second if you had to retire, if you were responsible for other people. That's the position the state's in if you extrapolate it out. The state has a lot of people that are relying on it and just never put the money away. And I'm talking, we're going way back, mm-hmm. way before anybody who's in office now. And, you know, to his credit, Governor Malloy has made an effort successfully to fund a lot of those liabilities moving forward at the reasonable rate. The problem is catching up is the hard part. And so, you know, this is why I said I think there needs to be wholesale systemic change in order to make this work, because if you look at the pension funds and if you look at the liabilities that the state has in the long run, well, you can't handle those responsibilities without changing the way that you fund things and without fundamentally restructuring. And of course, you can't do that without altering the existing tax structure, because the existing tax structure puts the disproportionate share of the burden on low and middle income people and lets the very wealthiest people off with a much lesser burden comparatively. I think that's a big problem in the way that our system is structured in the state. That's a point that I've made for many, many years, and I think that's something that we're going to have to address if we're going to be serious about taking care of these liabilities in the long run.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to fly on this radio station, but we can agree to disagree on that. I had no intentions of turning this into a political discussion, but I guess that's kind of where it went. So, you know, it's interesting, Mayor Drew, because we just had a woman on this program who, you know, like most people, fell into that dark hole of addiction, lost her four children into DCF custody. And because of the services of the Connection, fast forward, she's now, you know, she's in the assisted housing program through the Connection in Fairfield County, by the way. And she's working and her kids are doing well. And I guess, you know, that's one of those things you talk about, you know, proven results. People, you know, we can throw money at it all day long, but do these programs work? And isn't that really the core of a strong community, like having services like the Connection, to treat not only the individual but the entire family?
Absolutely. And, you know, you can't – one of the reasons I like the Connection so much and other organizations that work in the way that they do is because they understand the holistic nature of the service they're delivering. So if I'm the Connection and I'm helping somebody, let's say, who has substance abuse challenges, well, you can't really help that person even if you put them in treatment, unless you're ensuring that their family is taken care of, particularly if you're talking about children.
Sure.
Unless you ensure that they have a place to live first and foremost, unless you ensure that, you know, they're getting a more nutritious diet or they have an opportunity to work and to become self-sufficient, all of these things are intertwined. And if you address just one of them, the rest of the thing falls apart, because
that's
human
right.
beings are systems. It's, you know, and if you don't take care of the system, you only take care of one part and the other part languishes, well, it's going to be a problem. So, you know, they understand, I think, that all of those elements have to come together well in order to help somebody towards the path of self-sufficiency and success, and that's what they do. And, you know, that's what I think is missing from a lot of conversations about, you know, not to get too political, but, you know, when we talk about these types of programs and why they're important and why funding them is important, the cost of not doing this stuff is far greater in the long run than just doing it right. And doing it right means taking care of every piece of it, because otherwise you're just spending a little money now, you know, just to do more later when there's more damage. And, you know,
exactly.
We're talking about people here, and that's got to help people become self-sufficient so they can live productive lives of their own. And that's really the long-term goal, I think, for any municipal government or for an organization like the Connection.
True, because what we're doing is you're stopping generational cycles of abuse, and you're stabilizing the entire family, and so that those children and other folks that are in that family unit are also becoming successful. So that's really the beauty of having a whole systems treatment with wraparound case services, and, you know, having people back in the community that are all giving back, right? Doing good in school, being an example to other students in school, you know, succeeding, getting jobs. Local community. We have a lot of programs in Middletown. A lot of our clients, you know, go to Middletown, live in Middletown, are there, and have been really productive citizens and are really happy to be there. So, Mayor Dan, a question for you. What are some exciting things that are happening? I mean, I know there's a lot, but what are some of the exciting things that are happening right now in our community in Middletown that you'd like our listeners to know about?
Well, some of this is kind of bland, but it is really important in the long run. We have a AAA bond rating again for the third year in a row. Our growth economically was 3.5% over last year, 3.52% actually. We were rated as having a very strong economy by Standard & Poor's with very strong management all around. We have tremendous business growth in the community. There's a lot of interest in riverfront redevelopment. We have new companies moving in. We just celebrated a couple of months ago the three new tech companies in the downtown. In the aerospace field, we have interest in building on some properties downtown that are going to be vacant soon. We're doing a lot of infrastructure investment. We're in the latter half of a sewer pump station project that's going to enable us to open up and develop our riverfront. We're in the middle of a $34 million parks bond where we're renovating every single park in the city, and we're going to be building a new middle school soon. FedEx Ground is on the verge of opening their new Northeast Distribution Center, which accounted for a quarter of the economic growth that I just mentioned in the last year. And we have a community that's on the move with a very strong economy and a lot of prosperity, very low unemployment, and wonderful quality of life.
You know what? I think I'm going to put a for sale sign outside of my home today and move to Middletown.
You should. We'd love to have you.
You know, that's great. And I think the other thing that I've noticed about, too, Mayor Drew, is that, you know, I've had the opportunity to come in there and video you, put you on camera for a video that we did for the Connection. And you know about these programs. You know some of these people that have gone through these programs. You come and you help celebrate their successes, and you're really part of knowing what's going on within these organizations, not just the Connection, but so many other ones. And I think that's missing. I think that's missing with a lot of leadership and a lot of folks in government, because, you know, you've really got to be a partner in this, because your community can't grow and thrive and do what you're doing today if you don't have, you know, productive, tax-paying members of your community to help support that. So I give you a lot of credit for the way that you lead and the way that you really participate in your community and in the events and care about the programs and the people there. It's really kind of unique.
Thank you.
Really is.
It really is unique.
Well, we want to thank you for being part of the program. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with before we cut you loose and let you get back to work?
I would love for everyone to join you and to move here.
I lived in Middletown for probably 7 years, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I did. I moved there because when I was working in the beginning of the Connection, and I loved living in that community.
Oh, well, maybe I'll look at, if not my house, maybe my business. So we'll continue that conversation.
I would love to talk to you about it.
All right. Well, I always like to say this, and I mean it really in this case, continued success. Mayor Dan Drew, thank you so much for being on the program. It's appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
So, you know, we just heard, and it's just so nice. And I can imagine as a business and as a CEO of the Connection to have that kind of support within, you know, the mayor's office, within the chamber, within the entire community. Isn't that half the battle?
That's huge. I do. I know so many of those folks that are in those municipalities in Middletown on a first-name basis and have worked with them for many, many years, and they've been really solution-focused and have assisted us in our growth of our programs and endeavors and unique things that we've done, and I think that that's really special. You know, you can pick up a phone and call. They call you right back. They're there. They're supportive. And so it's just a very tight-knit community that you really feel a part of. And Dandrew has done a wonderful job.
He really has. It's. I think it's, you know, kind of one of those blessings that he's still going to be there for a while because he's got so many irons in the fire and so many projects that are not in the planning stage, but really being expedited.
And FedEx is such a huge coup for Middletown. The plant actually is located right next to our corporate office building. And we've had an opportunity from the beginning, again, as part of a community where we had, you know, monthly meetings with how this was rolling out, how was FedEx rolling out, how's it going to affect the traffic, how's it going to affect the community, how are things going to work. We've met all the folks from FedEx, and they're already have been integrated as part of the community, right? So, I mean, I think that that's been, you know, really special. If people had concerns about, you know, how was that going to impact things.
They did just move in and say, figure it out. Plus, you know what else? I would say the majority of FedEx drivers are really cute.
She always goes there.
They are, you know, my FedEx guy and my UPS guy, they're like so cute. It's like I've even thought about like start a little sitcom with the UPS and the FedEx guys. They could write their own books though, because I talked
to
them. Oh, they see it all, man.
I bet they do.
They see it all. So you're gonna have some cute FedEx guys and women, you know, driving around the neighborhood. So it's so exciting, and I appreciate the fact that he took the time to come on here, because I know you guys have a great, strong relationship. And it's nice to give kudos to people who support organizations like the Connection. People will pick up the phone or pick up the paper and, you know, gravitate towards the negativity. But I believe in reinforcing good behavior and giving people kudos where they're deserved, even though I didn't agree with all of his politics.
Well, you know, that's all right. But he's been a really, you know, active mayor, and he came in with a lot of things that he's still challenging and had to challenge, and he's so really, like, you know, done the best that he can. And it's no easy task. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at, you know, one of my beloved Tony Harp in New Haven. And, you know, here's a woman who also, you know, was at, you know, head of the Appropriations Committee, who was very involved from always and for in the New Haven community and really cared about the, you know, New Haven community. And while I miss you very much, Mayor Harp, not having you up at the legislative office building, but, you know, the impact that, you know, the things that she's doing in New Haven is pretty amazing. So these are, you know, these are unique people that, you know, run these towns and throughout our state. No easy task. You know a lot of the other mayors on a personal level.
Right.
And I give these folks a lot of credit.
It's not easy,
especially with all the things that we're facing in the state and also in the community.
Absolutely. And a big shout out to our mayor, Aaron Stewart, now running for governor here in New Britain, where our offices are held. So we want to thank everybody. This has gone by so quickly today, it seems like. Time flies when you're having fun. But
yes, it does.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.